The word of God for our consideration this morning is recorded in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 17. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. This is our text. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words that begin our hymn this morning are the words of the two disciples who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus on that first Easter day, the day of our Lord's resurrection. At that point, those two disciples still didn't know who he was, but he was a stranger, and since it was late in the day, they invited him to stay for supper and the night. Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. But the hymnist Nicholas Selnecker, a theologian, poet, musician of the late Reformation, who was one of the authors of the Lutheran Formula of Concord, has taken those words and has aimed them in quite a different way, so that they express much more than a most hospitable invitation to Jesus. They are rather a plea for Jesus' help in days that are dangerous and are distressing, a time when it appears that the last days are indeed upon us. The note that is struck by Selnecker in this hymn is the central thought of the words of our text from Ephesians for this morning. Just as did the gospel lesson for last Sunday, the account of the great wedding feast, the epistle for Sunday, Ephesians 5, reminds God's people that they are in the last days. His expression, not as fools, but as wise, also remind us of another parable of Jesus, his parable of the wise virgins and the foolish virgins, waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom. And the foolish ones burn all of their oil up while they wait, instead of waiting in the dark and saving the oil for the time that the guest of honor would come onto the scene. And that is the thought that St. Paul aims to convey. These are dark and evil days, and it matters not whether they are spoken to the people of Paul's time or to Christians today. Walk carefully, make wise use of your time, and understand what the will of God is. Now, what does this intend to say to us? The days in which we live are indeed evil, just as they were in the days when St. Paul wrote, which was a time of persecution. What God's word says is wrong is right for this day and age. And what God's word says is right is wrong for this day and age. The days are evil. Redeem the time, he then says. One can imagine that that would make a great theme for a lecture on time management for college students or professors. But that's not what the Apostle Paul is really after at this point. Rather, he is urging us to use the time in these last days wisely, to make sure of our own soul's salvation. You don't know how much time is left, so seize the precious hours of grace and use the time to strengthen your faith that our Lord Jesus has given. As the apostle also prays, may he who has begun the good work in you perform it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's not so easy to think that you live in the last days, the time when the world is going to come to an end. A good friend of mine, age 72, commented the other day on learning of the death of one of our contemporaries at age 73. I have decided to make good use of all my bonus years. And by that, he meant his years over 70, those 70. Well, he was right in a way in what he said, of course. But in fact, we are all living on bonus years. That is, we've been called by our Lord. We've been made heirs of his grace. And indeed, if we believe that our lives are given and sustained by our gracious Lord, then every year that we have is a bonus year. And every day that we have is a bonus day. In him we live and move and have our being. That's what Paul preached in Athens. And the counsel of the apostle is that those bonus years and those bonus days are to be used to the welfare of our souls, feeding them with God's word as we wait the fulfillment of his promise to us. You don't have to be old to realize that you live in the last times and that you have bonus days. You don't have to be the most astute student of current events. You don't have to be a prophet to understand that there is evil all the way around us. But more than that, there is that evil that is within us, our old Adam, our corrupt nature, which lives inside of each one of us. The heart which is informed by God's word, only that heart can understand this fully. Don't just think, however, about the bad people around you. Think of what is in your own heart, and that is the evil that belongs to the last days. And where are we when we realize that to be aimed in such a time? We are aimed at the surety, at the certainty of God's word that comes to us, that is preached to us. We are aimed at the certainty, the promise that our Lord feeds our faith. There he sets before us the object of our faith, salvation through faith, through the work of Christ alone, the righteousness of our Lord Jesus. That is what God has given to us through faith, and it is that righteousness by which we live. That's what he feeds us in his written and his preached word, as well as the visible word of the sacraments. And so Selnecker has helped us to pray that pure we keep till life is spent thy holy word and sacrament. And, O prosper well thy word of grace and spread its truth in every place. Exactly what Paul aims at when he says, redeeming the time. And then our prayer is, O grant that in thy holy word we here may live and die, dear Lord. And when our journey endeth here, receive us into glory there. To him alone be the glory. Amen.